Obgonas.
Arsenal is hosting Wolves at the Emirates, and the first match of the season has us all buzzing. We've had a solid pre-season with wins against Lyon and Bayer Leverkusen, and the team's looking sharp. While the transfer window wasn't as busy as last year, we made some smart moves, like making David Raya's loan permanent and bringing in Ricardo Cagliafiore in defence. Don't expect all the new faces to start just yet, though. The predicted lineup looks familiar. Raya in goal, with Ben White, Saliba, Gabriel and Zinchenko in defence. In midfield, it's Odegaard, Partey and Declan Rice. Up front, Saka and Martinelli should flank Havertz, who's likely to take that central role. Wolves, on the other hand, are coming in bruised, having lost key players like Pedro Neto to Chelsea and Max Kilman to West Ham. Manager Gary O'Neill has his hands full, trying to piece together a competitive squad, but we can't underestimate them. Wolves may try to catch us off guard, but with our form and home advantage, we should handle them. Score prediction, Arsenal 3, Wolves 0. We've got the firepower and momentum to start the season strong. But what do you think? Will our boys kick off the campaign with a bang? As the 24-25 Premier League season kicks off, Arsenal is generating significant attention in the podcasting world. Well, according to Podchaser, the podcast industry's intelligence engine, Arsenal is the second most talked about club in pre-season discussions with 4,034 mentions. While Liverpool leads the conversation with a whopping 15,028, Arsenal's buzz stands out, outpacing the likes of Manchester City and Manchester United. The Gunners are gearing up to challenge for the title once again, and the podcasting world is closely following their journey. From transfer talk to tactical breakdowns, Arsenal's progress is a key topic. As Mikel Arteta's squad prepares for the season, fans and pundits alike are dissecting every move. Now, it's clear that expectations are high, and the excitement continues to grow. With this level of attention, it's a reminder that Arsenal is a team to watch this season. We're back, the Gunners are back, and the world is listening. So we've got a new challenge ahead of us with the Premier League's rule changes affecting our set-piece tactics. Last season, our set-piece strategies, thanks to Nicolas Jova's innovative methods, were a huge strength. We scored the most set-piece goals on corners, and our defensive stats were pretty solid too. But now, with the league cracking down on holding and blocking during set-pieces, here's looking at you, Ben White, we might need to rethink our game plan. The new rule means referees will be watching our set-piece tactics more closely, which could shake things up for us. We'll have to adapt quickly to maintain our effectiveness in this area. It's going to be interesting to see how Mikel Arteta and the squad handle this challenge. As we head into our upcoming matches, we'll need to implement these changes swiftly if we want to stay on track for the title. It's a big task, but with Arteta's tactical mind and our squad's depth, we're hopeful that we can navigate this and continue pushing forward. This weekend, William Saliba has a chance to hit a remarkable milestone, achieving 50 Premier League wins in just 66 games if we beat Wolves. That's an impressive start and highlights how quickly he's making his mark with us. Mikel Arteta was asked why it took him 77 games to reach the same number of wins. His response, and I quote, "We are much better now than we used to be," end of quote. And honestly, he's spot on. We've seen how much the team has evolved under his leadership. This milestone for Saliba is proof of the hard work and development we've seen over the past seasons. As we head into the Wolves match, let's keep our fingers crossed that Saliba hits that 50-win mark and that our team continues to show the growth and strength Arteta has been driving towards.
Gunners, it's match day. Let's go.
That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!